This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi flagged off the Made in India Battery Electric Vehicles, BEVs, e-Vitara, from Hansalpur in Gujarat today. The vehicles will be exported to over 100 countries, including key markets like Europe and Japan. The Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, took a tour of the exhibition at Suzuki Motors plant at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. Taking a giant leap towards self-reliance in clean energy, the Prime Minister also launched the next phase of India's battery ecosystem with the start of local production of hybrid battery electrodes at the Hansalpur-based TDS lithium-ion battery plant. The plant is a joint venture of Toshiba, Denso and Suzuki, which will boost domestic manufacturing and clean energy innovation. The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting search operations at 13 different locations across Delhi NCR, including the residence of former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bharadwaj, in a case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. The ED is conducting search operations in the alleged irregularities in hospital construction projects sanctioned during the Aam Aadmi Party government's tenure. Earlier, the anti-corruption branch of Delhi Police had registered an FIR against Saurabh Bharadwaj, along with private contractors and government officials in this regard. The agency said the operations are based on material collected during the course of investigation and allegations contained in the FIR regarding large-scale corruption, unjustified cost escalations, and misappropriation of funds in health infrastructure projects. Meanwhile, the Aam Aadmi Party criticized the Enforcement Directorate raids at their party leader Saurabh Bharadwaj's residence, calling it a politically motivated action orchestrated by the BJP. In a social media post, Mr. Kejriwal said the Aam Aadmi Party will not be scared of these BJP raids. The Indian Navy will commission two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udaygiri and Himgiri, in Vishakhapatnam today. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than their predecessor Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. The ceremony will be presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. A report.
The launch ceremony at Vishakhapatnam will be more than a naval ritual. It will be a celebration of India's journey towards a robust and self-sufficient maritime defense ecosystem. INS Udaygiri and INS Himgiri are follow-on ships of the Project 17 Shivalik class frigates, incorporating significant improvements in design, stealth, weapon and sensor systems, and are capable of executing a full spectrum of maritime missions. INS Udaygiri, built by Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai, and INS Himgiri, constructed by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, Kolkata, showcase the nation's growing shipbuilding prowess, as well as the synergy between India's premier defense shipyards. Henry, Akashwani News, Vishakhapatnam.
The Central Water Commission has issued an orange alert regarding severe rise in water level of the Ganga River at several locations in Bihar, including Patna and Bhagalpur. The commission has also issued warnings about flooding in several areas as water level was registered above the danger level this morning at various gauge stations. Continuous rain in many parts of Punjab as well as Himachal Pradesh has brought the Ravi, Bias and Sutlej rivers in spate, causing flooding in many villages of Fazilka, Gurdaspur, Hoshiarpur, Kapurthala and parts of Firozpur in Punjab. Fazilka and Gurdaspur district administration have sounded an alert and have advised residents of over 20 villages to move to safer places. In Jammu and Kashmir, various parts of Jammu region have been witnessing continuous heavy rainfall since late last night. The Met Department has predicted light to moderate rain at many places, with heavy to very heavy rain at a few places of Jammu, Riasi, Udhampur, Samba, Kathua and Rajouri districts. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in the negative territory in forenoon trade today. Sensex decreased 540 points to 81,095, while Nifty declined 160 points to 24,807 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.